here at the IFAM World Forum, the 23rd annual World Forum. IFAM is standing for International Food and Agribusiness Management Association, correct?
Correct, and that's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So IFAMA works for me. And I am with right now the new president of IFAMA, a man that we know well, the CEO of Novus International, Thad Simon. Thad, tell me a little bit about Novus's involvement in IFAMA.
Well, Novus has been actually attending IFAMA probably for the past 10 years or so. We had one of our employees join the board a couple of years ago. Saw a lot of value, actually. We've been able to engaged with some of the students. We worked very closely with the case competition as it was getting developed. We sponsored some of the lunches with the students to try and get them more engaged with industry. Because what's really special about IFAMA is you have these students here from all over the world, and they come together. They can see their peers from other parts of the world. They can really see what the industry needs are. And this kind of sharing and energy, and it's just a wonderful place to be every year.
Well, and I understand last year the forum was in Shanghai, and we have some 28 countries represented here.
Yes, last year was in Shanghai, and it was the first time to go to China. We were lucky to have five teams there from China. One could rejoin us this year. The winning team for the case competition from Nanjing, they rejoined us again this year, and they're one of the finalists. We'll find out tomorrow who won out of the four finalists, but we had 22 different teams competing this year, which is a record for us as well. And they came from all over the world. So it's very exciting. It's very exciting to see the work they can do. The case competition, they're given the case when they get here, and they have 4 hours in which to put together a presentation, and then they're judged on Sunday, and then they had the final, the finalists today, and now tomorrow we'll actually be able to have the award ceremony and recognize them at lunch.
So when you say a case, now what kind of case do they get? What are you talking about?
So these are real-life practical cases of a business, and the one this year was an Italian tomato company. They process tomatoes, make tomato paste and pasta sauce and those kinds of things. And the question was, how do we grow this business? And what markets we grow into? How do we source the tomatoes we need? And so it was really interesting. They had to consider the financial issues, the human resource capital issues. What are the markets and how you go to market? Do you go market more to the retail or do you go into the food service? And actually, one of the some thought very far at Nanjing. They even thought in terms of nutraceuticals because lycopenes we know in terms of coming from tomatoes. So it was very, very interesting to see how every one of the finalists took it a little different way. Some focused on international markets more, others focused on supply chain more. But it was just great stuff.
Where do the teams come from? How are they put together?
Well, of course, we have our university partners from all over the world. And so most of the teams will come from one certain university. They'll still be multinational because think in terms of most of these universities have students from all over the world anyway. I think all the finalists were teams from one university. But some of the teams that were put together came from different universities. We had two African teams this year, one coming from South Africa, another was a Pan-African team, so coming from several different countries. And then we had one team that was a combination of people from Michigan State along with people from the Netherlands. And so that was a joint team. So they do organize themselves in that way. But one of the things we need help with, so your listeners out there, we need help with, is in terms of sponsorship. Because for them to travel, it costs a lot of money, and students don't have much money. And next year, going to Cape Town is going to be particularly a lot of travel cost in that. So we're taking that in consideration, and we'll try and assist them by going out, looking, helping with sponsors, or perhaps we'll find some foundation that would really see the value in this and providing a grant for some of these students to get there. Because just imagine the opportunity of being able to come from your country, whether it's from the U.S. or from China, and you're going to go to Africa and to be able to engage your peers from all over the world. I think it's really an exciting, great opportunity.
Well, because it sounds like an international version, if you will, of NAMA, the NAMA Student Competitions, the National Agri-Marketing Association. So maybe they could get involved and sponsor a team. That would be kind of cool.
We would love to have NAMA, and I was just at NAMA, so I was very happy to see how much emphasis they put onto to students, and absolutely would love to see that kind of thing happen, and would love to see people, you know, whether it's a bank or some other major company that would say, look, this is our home team. We're going to support them.
We could have T-shirts and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this whole thing, though, is so right up Novus's alley. I mean, it's all about what Novus is about, feeding the world, sustainability, and growing the future of our industry through getting young people involved.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you for the compliment. You know, it's been something really important to us. And I think the little difference is, for many years, Novus has worked a lot with universities, especially in animal science, veterinary sciences. And we have a lot of programs and internships and scholarship programs in China and India and many places in the world. But I came to realize a few years ago, as I got more exposure to Athama, what's different here is these business skills. And so one thing we talk about a lot, and most of the focus of NGOs, quite rightly, has been on raising the farmer skills, the technical skills. But we forget that we still have to build that value chain. We still have to bring those management skills in. We need to be able to go back in terms of what we do every day. And running a business is very important. But agriculture is still different. So the agribusiness schools around the world, they're really developing these people with these kinds of skills, and marketing skills, economics. How do you understand those value chains and connecting that farmer's produce with that market, with that consumer? And that's what Athama is really all about.
Well, and I noticed agcareers.com is here, and this is one of their big things. When Dr. Ramaswamy was talking about all the different skills that are needed, that's what they talk about at their Ag Careers Roundtable, which is coming up this summer, by the way. And they're all over this, so that's really exciting too.
We're glad to have Ag Careers here as one of our sponsors and partners, and we're running a career fair in parallel with this. Great chance for the students to engage with industry, find out where their jobs are. I want to get behind Sonny's numbers that he gave us today, because he talked about basically 50,000 jobs in the U.S. right now for people with agribusiness degrees. I'd love to see what's behind those numbers and really help to help us to focus as well as Athama to make sure that we're looking and working together with USDA in those areas. And I think he also pointed out, around the world, it's the same issue. When I travel, and you think in terms of some of the emerging markets, it's a more rural economies. But what I find is our customers in India, our customers in Thailand, and they're all facing the same issues. They're facing, where's the talent? Everyone wants to go work in IT, or they work in a bank, or they want to work. And those jobs even really exist. If you heard Hugh Grant's presentation, all the technology jobs that exist, because you have to connect from the robotics to the agronomics to the market and the consumer, and then you get into packaging and processing. And the food industry is very complex, but there's no other more noble profession than actually to be able to help to feed the world. And the demands we have today, and the demands not just for food security, but for nutrition security. We heard talk about obesity and diabetes, which are not just present in the U.S. These have been growing in a lot of these countries. They have great issues of malnutrition. They have issues of malnutrition in terms of nutrition as well. So the whole issue of it's very complex. It's not just all calories. It's much more complex than that. And I was glad to see that was being recognized. And that's where these young people, they just come in. They don't see this as being an insurmountable obstacles. They just see these are the things that they will be able to do. They can come in and start thinking about this and making a difference. And they pick up it so quickly. They're just right there with it.
Well, now you're going to be president for 2 years, correct?
That's correct.
So now where is this forum going to be held next year?
Next year will be in Cape Town.
Oh, right.
Yes, we'll...
Cape Town, wow.
So we're fortunate. We have the ambassador from South Africa joining us tomorrow evening to make the formal announcement. We had the board meeting this morning of Athama to make that recommendation and to get their endorsement to do that. So it'll be officially announced tomorrow, but here you got a scoop. But in reality, we've had a lot of discussion with all of our sponsors that came to Atlanta this year, and everyone was very excited about the opportunity of going next year to South Africa and really to be able to think about these talent issues we've been developing here this week in Atlanta and how those things are relevant in an African context and how we can actually then engage with a lot of the people who are responsible for talent development, education. We have the Association of African Business Schools that joined us now. There are 28 different business schools. Dinah Hansen is here. And all 28 schools have now joined Athama. So we have a huge network now of schools all through Africa. So they're not all here in person, of course, but I expect to see many of them to be next year in Cape Town. And you start thinking how rich that will be to be able to work with our universities from the U.S. and Europe and Latin America, and the experience that we can bring and mentoring opportunities, not just with students now, but in terms of faculty to faculty, and how we can start looking in terms of sharing out the experiences that we have and learning from them the conditions and experiences they have. And I think it'd be phenomenal.
Well, and I'd like to get information out to the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists, IFAJ. I think they would be interested in knowing that, because I know we have members in Africa. And so we definitely need to get the word out more about this, because it's so critical, not just for the industry, but for the world, for every person on the planet.
Well, you think about it, because we are talking about needing to double food production. I don't know if that's the right number or not, because we also waste half of our food, so maybe we don't have to quite double it. We can just be a little bit better stewards of what we have. But the other part of it is we know resources are limited, so we have to be able to improve the productivity of what's happening already in many of these emerging markets, and also making food more affordable, improved nutrition. As you look in terms of the cost of eggs and meat in many of these countries, it's really unaffordable for people. So part of this will come from rising incomes, but part of it comes from improved productivity. And I think we know how to do that, but we have to do it in the context which is relevant to the farmers there. And so they don't have these, you know, 1,000 acres to do a big, no, they're going to be a hectare. And so think in terms of how do we rescale, and how do we help them work through cooperatives and work through kind of an association. And I think we've been through those different phases. And what I'm really excited about, and what we have part of the program here, is around the use of mobile telephones. This has become incredibly powerful already in a short time. And you start seeing the way in which we are communicating. Even as Novus, we communicate with our customers in Kenya directly with farmers. And so, yes, we can provide them information like what's the price of poultry in the market or eggs in Nairobi. But more than that, they can come back to us and ask a question. No, I'm encountering this kind of an issue. What do you recommend? And it's much more effective than, because we don't have the extension agents that we had in the U.S. We don't have the time to develop that kind of, or the cost associated. But we don't need to, because we have technology now that allow us to do that. And through the use of GPS, we today have all of our customer farmers there have given us their GPS location. We have their phone number and their name. And so we can also be a part of, let's say, managing in advance issues that we see coming. So if we're aware there's going to be some outbreak of some disease in a certain region, we can warn them. We can tell them. You can be proactive instead of just reactive. So it's huge, the power of this technology.
Wow, it could revolutionize food production. It's already doing that.
Well, we heard about precision farming. I mean, precision farming is really all the rage in the U.S. already in terms of crop production. Novus is much more to the livestock side, and I think we're still somewhat far behind in the use of technology like this. So I'm really looking for companies and startup companies and new ideas about how information technology, data mining, we talked about that, or the analytics, and using tools like this kind of using the mobile telephony as ways in which to do that.
Fascinating. Well, I'm going to let you go with that. I know you've got things to do here. I really thank you very much for the opportunity to be able to be here and learn more about this and to spread the word, because I think IFAMA is something that everybody needs to know about. Thank you very much. Thad Simons here at the IFAMA 23rd World Forum in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.